The American singer Josephine Baker, escaping racial prejudice at home, became a sensation in France in the 1920s and 30s. Other jazz musicians would follow, including tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins in the 1930s. René Utrégère, a noted jazz musician in Paris, says the French embraced the American music in the 1930s, but the jazz clubs were silent under the German occupation of World War II.
Of course, during the occupation of by the Nazi, jazz was forbidden because it was supposed to be a music, let's say, decadent.
But after the hardships of the war, he says the French welcomed jazz and other imports.
When the war was finished, the French people were ready for American influence on movie and food and jazz. There were many young people who loved jazz and who were very eager to go to the concert.
Among the Americans who came to Paris was jazz cornetist and trumpeter Sidney Bechet. Utrégère was part of the vibrant cultural scene in the Saint-Germain section of Paris, where philosophers, writers, and artists met to talk in cafes and listen to jazz. He played with visiting jazz greats Lester Young and Miles Davis. Utrégère came to Los Angeles for a conference on jazz and art in California and France, sponsored by the Getty Research Institute. California had a spirited music and art scene in the 1950s when San Francisco and Venice Beach became the West Coast centers of the Beat Movement, which celebrated jazz, modern art, and freeform poetry. Utrégère says musicians share a common culture, but absorb new influences as they play. He says that as a young pianist in the clubs of Paris, he never dreamed this music would be the subject of conferences, but he enjoyed meeting with scholars and other musicians and playing some jazz. Utrégère says he loves jazz because it is unpredictable, and he complains about musicians who follow the score too closely, including a few big names who have played in Paris.
Jazz is supposed to be a music of improvisation, of madness, of we don't know exactly what's going on in the next 5 minutes. But with those people coming, they were playing a perfect show. For instance, I had to play 1 week with a saxophone player, very well known. And the third day or the fourth day, I knew exactly what he was going to play. And this, I cannot accept this.
Jazz great Louis Armstrong told musicians to never play a thing the same way twice. René Utrégère follows the advice. He says jazz is an adventure inspired by the moment, and each song is an exploration for the musicians and audiences wherever they are. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.